Hello, welcome to part two, where your readers are Pauline Goldsworthy and Chris, again. As usual, we will start with Information Desk and then we'll follow with some news items and a second feature. But first, here's Information Desk.
Thank you, Dennis King, for your kind comments. We are glad you are enjoying the recordings. Thank you, Bob's Beer, for the stamps. Thank you, Richard Rains, for letting us know you safely received your audio player.
The Norwich Macular Group's December meeting will take place on Friday the 10th at the Bradbury Activity Centre from 12-ish onwards. Refreshments such as sausage rolls and quiches will be available. You're asked to bring your own glass. For further information, contact Derek Heffer on 01603 861 554 or Terry Watson on 01603 464 256.
Next, we have information on activities from Vision Norfolk. Contacts there are Mark or Helen on 01603 973 216, that's 01603 973 216, or by email to mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk. We will repeat those contact details at the end of Information Desk.
Vision Norfolk invites you to the Theatre Royal, Norwich, for an audio-described performance of Dick Whittington and his cat on Saturday the 8th of January at 2:30 p.m. Join us for the rags-to-riches tale of a young man leaving home with only a spotted handkerchief and his cat on an exciting quest for fame and fortune. Tickets are £27 and this includes a sighted companion ticket if required. We are awaiting confirmation of a touch tour. To book, call Mark or Helen by November the 26th, please.
There will be a Christmas floral workshop at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ, on Wednesday the 15th of December from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30. Come and enjoy a Christmas floral workshop. The cost is £10, including all materials, mince pies and coffee. To book and pay, contact Mark or Helen by Friday the 26th of November.
Once again, those contact details for booking or information are Mark or Helen on phone number 01603 973 216. That's 01603 973 216. Or you can email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk. Well, that's all from Information Desk for this week, so we can move on to some news items.